TML country. It's time to dance.
Markin for three. Got it.
For Shanahan again, she scores.
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Catamount Insider. I'm your host, Brian McLaughlin, getting you started on the podcast feeds today. Thanks for finding us, however you are listening. You can also go check us out on YouTube as well. Just go to the University of Vermont Athletics YouTube page and you can find all of our Catamount Insider episodes. We got a fun episode coming up for you this week. Joined by Kaylee Lewis of the women's ice hockey team. Kaylee, a couple of goals so far this season, coming off their first win of the year and the first ever win at St. Lawrence against the 12th ranked team in the country. They won in overtime in game two of that series after tying in the opener. So a fun interview with Kaylee to hear all about her experience so far in her UVM career, how she came to Vermont after growing up in Texas near Dallas, and what it's like to play hockey in Texas. I was curious about that side of things. And then we get into what's ahead for her and her team. They've got a big matchup later today if you're listening live on Friday. Number one in the country, Wisconsin, this afternoon. Just a noon start time for the women's ice hockey team in a neutral site matchup with the Badgers. So that'll be a fun one. You should head on over to ESPN Plus and check that out at noon if you're listening to this one early on your Friday morning. In the meantime, stick with us. We've got a fun episode ahead as Kaylee Lewis joins the show.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Welcome in to Catamount Insider. I'm Brian McLaughlin, and we're thrilled to be joined this week by Kaylee Lewis, the women's ice hockey team. Kaylee, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Excited to chat about the season so far, your background, learn a little bit about you, learn about the team. How's it been going so far? You're coming off the first win of the season for the team ahead of a big matchup this weekend. Just describe the season at this point to me, still early on and in the fall season at this point.
Yeah, so beginning of the season, we've played ranked teams back-to-back weekends, so it's been super exciting to kind of see what we can do so far, especially at the beginning of the season. So it's been really great, a lot of learning, but I feel like we're in a really good point right now.
That's good to hear. Yes. Number six in the country, Penn State. Number 12 in the country, St. Lawrence. Number one in the country, Wisconsin's up next. I mean, that's a tough schedule. How's that just going for the team, knowing that you've got a season-long tough schedule? The Hockey East Conference, no joke, of course, as well. But to start the season with a gauntlet like that, what has that been like for the group?
I think it's been almost like super exciting for us just because I think we're competing really well against these ranked teams to kind of just show that like we do have something really special here. So just being able to play these ranked teams really early in the season and keeping up with them, I think it just brings a lot of joy to our team to know that like we're going to be a threat this year.
Yeah. Okay. Let's rewind briefly for everybody. I want to get into just what brought you to UVM and your background. Hometown of McKinney, Texas. How does a girl from Texas end up at the University of Vermont?
I just had a really great program coming up out of Dallas Stars Elite. My coach, Mike Salikin, really just paved the way for me. My parents have always been a great supporter of me and like my dreams and goals. So just to have a really good support system in Dallas, they just really helped like lay the path for me to come here.
When did you kind of think I might want to play college hockey? When did that kind of come into your mind?
Someone asked me when I was like 12, like, oh, do you want to play college hockey? And I was like, what's that? I only thought it was pro and that was it. And so after being asked that, I kind of opened my world a little bit, and then I transitioned to girls hockey around 13. So playing like with the girls and seeing all of them commit, because that was before the rule change, it kind of was like, whoa, like this is an opportunity I didn't think I could have. So it's super neat to just be able to play here and like live my dream as like a little girl.
That's awesome. Growing up playing hockey in Texas, is that a big community? What's that like as far as just, you don't necessarily in my mind think of Texas as this hockey state, but like you said, great program there in Dallas for you. What was that community like for you growing up?
Yeah, I think it's definitely grown since I've played, but I think people think that it's really odd for Texas, but we actually have a lot of rinks down south, and we actually have a lot of youth teams. So being on the girls team, we played the boys a lot, which was definitely a battle at times, but it definitely built some character. So being able to play those boys all the time, it definitely was rough. But then like coming up to play junior flyers for 1 year and playing strictly girls was definitely a little bit more fun to kind of get in the groove of things. And then coming here felt a little bit more like junior flyers just because you're constantly playing like the same teams over and over again.
Interesting. I could see your mind thinking back to those times playing against the boys growing up. What are the memories that come to mind when you think about those days?
It's just, you know, like since it's kind of a small community, you know each other pretty well. So you're always playing against someone you know. So it's a little bit battle-y because you know the person. You're like, oh, like, I love you, but I hate you right now. And it's just, it was always, like, rough. Like, it was both rough for, like, the boys and the girls because, like, the boys were checking at that time and were not allowed to check. So it was very, like, awkward when we played against each other. So it's just, like, really funny to think about, like, how we both were, like, weird on the ice just because you couldn't get in, like, a good groove with each other.
Interesting. Tell me about your time then in juniors. What was the process like of that year you said with Philadelphia and going about finding a team that would be a good fit? And I'm just curious about that time as you were trying to find that next step for your hockey playing career.
Yeah, so I think when I had to take a gap year, my family and I definitely wanted me to go somewhere outside of Dallas just to kind of give a home away from home kind of deal. And I had an old teammate who lived in Philly. So it was kind of like an easy transition to live with their family just because I knew them. It wasn't awkward. Just walked in. And then the program I walked into was definitely good. I'm playing an old teammate this weekend, Laney Potter on Wisconsin. So it was a pretty good stacked team. So it was like super neat to go there. We were second at Nationals. So we did have a really good season. We had a lot of points scored, so it was very fun.
What do you think improved in your game during that time? What were the things that helped you take a step forward in that year?
I think the consistency of my game definitely grew just because I wasn't playing boys, girls. Sure. I was only playing girls, so it was a lot easier to kind of get in a groove of playing against just girls instead of like changing my game to play against the boys.
Okay, let's talk about your time now at Vermont. You come in that first year, great freshman year. What do you remember about that season and the things that just went well for you? You were on the all-rookie team in Hockey East. Rewind with me back to that time in your playing career at UVM.
Yeah, I think just coming in as a freshman, I just wanted to be the best player I could be for the team. And I was just so hungry to just prove myself as like a Dallas kid. I definitely love to play by the Dallas name just because our program, I feel like, is overlooked a little bit. And just being here as someone who's not from somewhere that hockey is really big, it really like keeps me going and keeps the fire like flamed. So
sure, that's awesome. I love that representation for you from Dallas. Sophomore season, summarize last year, not just for yourself, for the team. Walk me through just kind of everything that went on a year ago.
Yeah, last year was definitely a rough season for the whole team. We didn't win much. I think we only had a handful of games. I had an injury year, but continued to play. We just couldn't find the back of the net, which was unfortunate. Great group of girls, but it just was not our year. It was just kind of unfortunate that it ended early more than we wish.
Sure, that happens. So the off season then, how does the process start to prepare for this season? What were the conversations like and things back as last year was kind of wrapping up into the spring semester? Take me back to that time about what was going through your mind, what are the things that you wanted to improve in your game, and where the team was at as well.
Yeah, so personally, I just wanted to get back to being healthy. That was kind of my first, like, thought. I was in a really rough spot with my injury, so just trying to, like, do the best I can to be as team-oriented as much as I could be. I wasn't on the ice at that point, so just trying to stay involved was really big for me. And then for the team, we had a lot of conversations of just what we want to, like, be next year. Mm-hmm. This year, I guess, but yeah. we just always talked about, like, how, like, we had a lot of passion last year, but we almost, like, couldn't figure it out. Like, there was just a missing key. So I think, like, we really, like, toned in, just being like, this is what we want, like, this is what we need, and, like, this is where we're gonna go. Like, I think we always want to win a hockey championship, but now it's more, this is how we're gonna get there. Like, the steps are, like, in stone now.
Had you ever dealt with an injury before like that? What was that process and experience like for you as trying to play and you want to help the team, but just can't quite get out there at that time? What was that like?
Yeah, this injury definitely was probably one of the harder ones I've dealt with. I've had a few injuries in my life, but this one definitely took a bigger toll than my other ones. My injury happened before the season started, and then I just continued to play, so it started getting, like, overworked and overused, mm-hmm. and then at the end of the season before playoffs, I decided that it was time to pull myself out, that I couldn't perform at the level my team needed me to be. So
that's going
to
be hard right
yes.
there. I'm sure that was a difficult decision.
Yes, it was one of the hardest decisions, but I think, with the support of my family, I think they both knew that it was time for me to get off the ice just for a second to kind of just take care of myself. And it broke me, it tore me, but it was all for the better. But yeah, it was hard to just kind of like see my team playing playoffs and me not being a part of it, mm-hmm. and just kind of like feeling almost like missing out on everything. So it was hard. I mean, they had a great run in playoffs, so I was super proud, but it just like almost, you like feel like a missing piece almost, mm-hmm. and it was hard, but.
Are you feeling healthy now?
Oh yeah,
good.
Oh yeah, we're
That's
ready.
Good to hear. When did that start to kind of feel like you were getting back at it and feeling like you could really impact things again and feeling like yourself?
Yeah, so my whole like recovery process started when I got back home. I got with my doctors and we got going quick. Like they were like full aware of my situation, so we started like getting the wheels turning fast, and then about like 2 months before, I would say like July area, I kind of got a little bit of a clear, like you can get on the ice. And like, that was a big deal for me. I was super excited because I haven't been on the ice for like 4 months at that point. And then I was still doing a lot of PT, it was very light work. Like I wasn't doing much. And then about a month before the season started, it was full tilt, just do whatever you wanted. And that was like the biggest relief ever. So when I came here, I was feeling an all-time high, just being like, yep, we're back. I'm here, let's go.
How great was it then to get back out at Gutterson for the season opener?
It was amazing. It was probably one of the best feelings ever to score that first goal. That was such a God moment. I'm so grateful for my family and everyone back at home to just support me and like God to help me get through this. Like it was truly a blessing.
Okay, walk me through that play. You score the team's first goal of the season. Just what did you see on it and kind of describe that moment for me?
Yeah, I think with our systems, it kind of just led them into a trap where the puck just kind of like bounced perfectly to like in a position, and then we caught them going all one way, and I was the only one that was ready to turn up speed up the ice. And then I saw the goalie, and I saw her like bite a little bit to the right hand side, and I just knew that pocket was open, so I decided to take a chance and throw it in there, and it went in. So it was super great.
I love that. Coach has talked with me a lot about wanting to score more this year, and I know that's been a big message for the team. What was that like in the preseason? What are the things that you guys are working on to try to put the puck in the back of the net more often? Tell me about that work.
I think all of us are just super hungry from last year. We have a lot of new people to the team. I think there's 8 of new people, so there's a lot of new everything. So we have a lot of goal scorers coming in as well. So I think from the people that are vets coming in from last year, just being like, yeah, that's that's not happening again, to the new people being like, yeah, we want to make something happen. I think all of us are just super hungry that it's just clicking this right now.
Do you feel like one of the vets now in your junior season?
Unfortunately, I do feel like a vet. I feel pretty old.
Unfortunately? Why do you say unfortunately?
Because I want to feel like a rookie still. I don't want this season to end. I'm halfway through my career, so it's like bittersweet just being like a rookie or a vet and knowing everything, but then also being like, I wish I was a freshman coming in again.
I think we all miss that feeling of being a freshman in college a little bit, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me about the team's first win of the year. It's after some really hard-fought games against Penn State. Then you're on the road at St. Lawrence. Crazy first game in the series. And then game two, you guys finally break through and get that overtime win. That feeling in the locker room afterwards and you finally have that W, that's got to taste pretty sweet, doesn't it?
Yeah, we were pretty excited. I mean, both those St. Lawrence games went into overtime, which was really crazy. That was a long, long weekend for us.
Wow.
But once Ona scored, I think everyone was like, oh my gosh, like we did it. Like that was the first time in program history that we won at St. Lawrence. So I think we were all just like, wow, this is going to be a good year just because we did something that we haven't done in program history. And also like that's our first win and it was against a ranked team, so I think we were just all like super like, this is something special.
What a series against St. Lawrence. Low scoring both games, both teams tie the game late in the third period. Walk me through the game one tire for your team with less than 5 seconds left on the clock. What was your perspective on that play and just kind of what did you see as the team tied it up?
Yeah, that was one of the craziest goals that we scored this so far. We all thought McKenna scored the goal, but it was actually Skoda who like somehow hit the girl's skate and went in 5-0. So we were like, everyone was kind of like raising their hands. We were like, who did it? Like who won? So it was super crazy. Then we all like looked at the clock and there was like 5 seconds left and we're like, wow, what a buzzer beater. Like that was really crazy. And then, yeah, they did the same thing to us the next day. And we're like, what are the odds that we are going into an OT in both games with, like, buzzer beaters?
When they tied it on you then in game two, what was the reaction like from the team? Because I'd imagine pretty easy to be like, oh, are you kidding me? This is happening to us now after we did it to them yesterday?
Yeah, it pretty much felt like that. We're like, okay, history is just repeating. But we were like, okay, we gotta get it going in the OT. Like, let's score and end this. So
your goal then in game two, a tip-in goal, if I remember reading that right. How did you see that play kind of unfolding? And what are you trying to read on those plays when you are trying to get the redirected shot?
Yeah, so we were on a power play, so it was nice. We got set up pretty quick, and I saw Zarks kind of in the middle, and it was just me and Zarks. Like, there was nobody else in our lane, so I think I gave her like a nod or something and she was like, okay, gotta shoot it. It was actually funny that she whiffed on the shot though. So I was like on the floor. And then in my head, I was like, what are the odds that I just like lightly tap it? Like just a little something. And then it like went in and I didn't know like it went in until I saw Stella's hands go up and I was like, oh my gosh, it went in. And so that was like the first time we scored on our power play. I mean, it was only 4 games in, but it was the first time we like scored on our power play. So we were super excited to get it going too in that game.
Do those moments sometimes just kind of slow down for you? I can almost hear you describing that like it's happening kind of in slow motion in front of you. Yeah. Does that happen sometimes?
It really did feel like slow motion during that play. Usually, most of the times it doesn't, but
yeah.
during some certain plays, I feel like I'm like moving really slow. And that was one. I was like, this is not real. So when I scored, I was really shocked because I was like, how did this all happen? It was like puck on the floor, light tip, and it's in the goal.
Of all things.
Yeah, right? I was like, okay, like I'll take it.
Always will take it.
Yeah.
The feeling of scoring a goal when it goes in the back of the net, just what are the emotions like in those moments?
It's just so like great. Like I just feel so loved by the team and just being like, yeah, like we got this, like let's go. And it's not really like about myself, it's about like getting the team going, like okay, like we still got this, like no matter if we're up a lot, down a lot, or if it's like a tied game, like the girls are always just ready to just keep going. And so I think like when we score, we feel like a lot of energy, but we don't let it get like outside. So we like lose track of like what's happening.
Interesting. What are the things you're working on in your game right now at practice? What are you focused on?
I think I'm working on a lot of like poise, just being like maybe an extra second with the puck, but just not in a bad way, just making sure that like I'm making the defenseman bite in a certain way so then it gives me a clear path somewhere else. We're also working on a lot of like D-to-D passes, like kind of like rocking it up and down the goal line or blue line, sorry, to kind of get the team to shift around a little bit so then we can have forwards coming in. Also working on just kind of making sure that my shots are hitting in every spot I want, and just kind of like making sure that they are like hard shots.
If you had to describe your game to somebody who hadn't watched you play before, what type of player are you?
I would say I'm, oh gosh, I feel like
putting you on the spot.
Yeah, right? No kidding.
Describe yourself somewhat. I know some you hockey players. You love to talk about the team. You don't like to talk about yourself. I want to hear about Kaylee Lewis's game though.
I would say definitely like a grinder, with like a little bit of swag, just kind of like always ready to go into the corner and like battle it out, but then also am ready to sell on a goal that she did. So I think like definitely a grinder with some swag to it.
Okay, I'm gonna have to remember that. That's yeah. Really fun. Team goals this season. We've talked a bit about last year and how I know you guys wanted to rebound this season. How did you guys try to set expectations before the start of the year, and what are things that you want to accomplish as a group?
I think just being more offensively minded is definitely something we're thinking about. Just being able to get good shots with like tips and screens and just being able to get goals in the back of the net. I think that's number one, is just score goals. Like, we're a good team. We always have been. But the goals is definitely determining if you win or lose, obviously. So definitely goals. And I think just being able to make plays that the teams aren't expecting. Like, we are working on passing through like sticks and feet to try to like really get them confused. Like, if you're passing through a stick, like, you really have no you can't defend that. So just being able to just be like an undefendable team is something we're working on.
You've mentioned tip-ins a couple of times, and I'm curious about how you get better at something like that, because it looks to me so reactionary and instinctive sometimes. Is that something that you can improve on, and how do you practice those types of moments if you find yourself in front of the goal like that?
Yeah, tipping is definitely like an art, I feel like. You just gotta like know who's your shooter, definitely where the puck is gonna go, and if it's gonna be like a lower shot, are you gonna tip it up? Are you gonna like smack it down? I think just being able to like almost hand-eye is super important. A thing I do now is like I juggle, which is really odd for my hand-eye, and I've definitely seen that help my tipping somehow. And then also just like practicing like tipping shots is super helpful, but tipping is super important, I feel like.
I'd say so, yeah. It's helping out so far. All right, let's wrap up just kind of with future things. Starting this weekend, number one in the country, Wisconsin, to start a little two-game set. Yeah. How do you prepare for the number one team in the country?
I think us just sticking to our game plan. Obviously, we are aware that they are number one, and that we understand their systems and that we are working to stop them. But obviously, we're not going to change our systems to fit their system. So being able to kind of tweak ours to defend theirs, I think, is super important. And us just sticking to what we know as well, I think, is going to be deadly. I think they aren't used to Hockey East teams, so it's going to be super unique to see how they play against someone like us, especially this year.
I wanted to ask you about this non-conference start and how that could translate to Hockey East play, because it'll be your third consecutive ranked opponent to start the year, but none in your conference at this point. How do you want to maybe translate some of these non-conference things over to the conference play and when Hockey East action gets rolling?
Yeah, I think the non-conference games that we've played so far are super fast, super physical, and I think that there's a lot of skill against these games too. So I think being able to kind of like make those really tough, quick plays is going to be very important for us during Hockey East. I mean, we play these people all the time. We know their systems left and right. So being able to play against these people that we don't know and being able to make the plays that we're making, I think it's going to be super deadly against people that we do know.
Are you excited for Hockey East to play?
Oh, yeah.
Ready to see some of those old enemies?
Exactly. So excited to play.
Now going to take a quick break in our interview with Kaylee. She returns on Catamount Insider right after this.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, and we're right into our chat with the Cats with UVM women's ice hockey junior forward Kaylee Lewis.
Beyond hockey, did you play any other sports growing up, or has it always been hockey for you?
I played one season of soccer when I was like in kindergarten, and then I actually played, or I didn't play, I swam for 2 years in high school, competitively, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
Other interests outside of hockey or other sports, what are other things that you like to spend your time doing if you're not focused on whatever's going on at the rink?
I love hanging out with my family. I think it's just like a great time because you don't see them that often, especially mm-hmm. being from Dallas. I picked up playing the guitar a few years ago, so that's like super interesting, I guess. I'm a big baker.
Really?
Yeah, I guess that's my little niche. I'm big on baking.
What do you like to bake?
Everything and anything.
What do you bake best?
My Dutch apple pie is really good.
Oh, that
really
sounds good. This time of year especially.
Yeah,
right?
It's perfect.
Okay.
Have you always baked?
When did that start? Yeah.
I would say like about 4 years ago, I just started like baking like for my brother's birthday in December. I like make his like birthday cakes and stuff. Like last year I made like cake pops for him. And then the year before I made like a massive cake.
Nice.
And then yeah, during the summer I'll just make like treats that I'll give my mom to give her friends or something. I just think it's like super fun and relaxing.
Do you ever bake for your teammates?
Yeah, I actually just made lemon bars the other day. Ooh. Yeah. So I've given those out to the girls, a few, but I haven't baked much here.
Lemon bars is a good snack, though. I like
that.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
Nice. What are you studying in school?
I'm a business major with marketing, concentration, and a sports management minor.
Sports management minor. Is that something that you just love working and being around sports?
Yeah, I think just being able to just like kind of give back to the community. I would love to work for like a team on like their marketing standpoint. Mm. So that sports management would definitely be helpful to me.
Sure. That makes sense. Let's beyond school and all that stuff, your family, you've mentioned them quite a bit. You said you had a brother, any other siblings?
I have two younger brothers.
Yep. What was that like growing up?
Arguments.
Yeah.
Me and my like 18-year-old brother were like 2 years apart. So me and him used to bicker a lot when we were younger, but now we've gotten older and now we're like best friends. And then the youngest one, he just turned 13, so he's hitting that teenager stage, so he's a little sassy right now. So we have to be dealing with that right now.
What's that like being big sister?
It's a blessing, truly. Yeah. I love being their big sister. I wouldn't give it up for the world, but it does come with its ups and its downs, just because they hate me but love me at sometimes, and I hate them and love them at sometimes. And I'm the girl, so they can't hit me, and they get mad when I throw a punch.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's an older sibling problem. I understand that one well. What do you miss about home outside of family? What do you miss about Texas?
The heat. Oh my gosh.
Really?
Yeah, I'm such a wimp when it comes to the cold, and I picked one of the coldest places. So I definitely be missing the heat when the snow's on the ground and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to walk in it.
But yet you play on an ice rink.
I know, it's so crazy. It's so ironic that I'm a hockey player and I hate the cold. But I feel like the rink cold is a different cold than
Especially when you're out there playing, you don't even notice it's cold anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing I miss is, like, the food. Barbecue. Like, my dad's cooking. Like, I miss the food down there because I can't replicate my dad's cooking at all.
Yeah, fair enough. What do you like about Burlington, though? What are the things that you've enjoyed about now in your third year here, have enjoyed about being in New England?
I love the mountains. The mountains is my favorite thing to see, especially in the morning. We had early mornings my first 2 years, so like waking up with the sunrise with the mountains definitely was like so like I can't believe I'm here and this is real. Like it's so like jaw-dropping. I love the girls. They are like my whole heart. They're perfect, and the fan base here is just unbelievable. Like they are just so great all the time.
I think that's a great spot to wrap up.
Yeah.
Kaylee, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you
so much. This was a real treat.
Yes, thank you so much.
Good luck this weekend, and thanks for joining Catamount Insider.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, stay tuned for a new episode next week.